fairy tales from the Brothers Grimm are not for the faint of heart. Wicked girls saw off their toes to try and fit in a pair of golden slippers. Selfish boys injure themselves with axes while cutting down trees. But it's all for a purpose. In a few minutes, we'll hear why the young actors performing in Brothers Grimm this weekend in Regina think the stories teach important lessons for how to live in the world. Well, when it comes to children's books, Grimm's fairy tales exist in a world of their own. Like many kids in this part of the world, I grew up on their stories of evil stepsisters, witches who ate children, and a maid with hair so long it reached from a tower right down to the ground. Grimm's fairy tales are not for the faint of heart, though, and as an adult, I've often wondered how such gruesome stories have such longevity with little ones. But they do. And this week, Regina's Do It With Class Young People's Theatre is presenting a show called Grimm Tales. Logan Weir and Alice Willett are two of the 25 teenagers who are acting in the production, and they've joined me in studio this morning. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, I got to start by asking, did you two grow up reading Grimm's fairy tales as well?
I didn't really grow up on Grimm fairy tales. I grew up more on like Harry Potter and like The Hobbit and stuff like that. But I've always known the fairy tales and heard them and like understood them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for you, Logan?
Yes. Well, I've grown up on, I'll say, the Disney fairy tales,
which
is a lot more child friendly. But ultimately, those fairy tales did come from Grimm's fairy tales. So I really appreciate them. And it's interesting to see what Grimm's fairy tales, how they differ from the childish fairy tales I grew up on. They're not for the thin-skinned, that's true.
It's an interesting way that you're organizing the whole production, because you're telling, over the course of two separate parts of the show, you're telling 10 different stories from the Grimm's fairy tale collection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, I'm going to ask each of you this, and Logan, maybe we can start with you, is there a story that you're telling as part of this, you know, collection of stories that really resonates for you the most, or that you enjoy the most?
One I think I really enjoy, it's one of the shorter ones, but it's called The Ungrateful Son, because the stories we tell, like quite a few of them do have morals, and that's the ultimate goal of fairy tales, is to teach children morals to behave well in the future. And these Grimm fairy tales, they do tell morals, and one that I really like, which is The Ungrateful Son, focuses on the aspect that an ungrateful son is selfish and keeps all the delicious food for supper for himself, and offers his grandfather a simple glass of water. And the consequence of that is he is forever cursed with a evil frog who lives on his face, and he must feed it, otherwise the frog will eat him. And there's a moral in that, there being you need to share, be a kind person, and you can't keep everything for yourself, because there's no sense in that, and there's no kind heart in that, and you're not going to get anywhere from that. So that's one that really stands out for me personally.
Okay.
And the moral.
And how about for you, Alice?
One of my favorite stories is The Golden Goose, which is about these three sons who go out to chop wood, and the first two, they refuse to give their food to this poor little man in the woods, and the man makes them hurt themselves while chopping wood. And the third son is called Dumbling and picked on by everybody, but he is kind and he shares his food even though it's not very good with the little man, and he gets rewarded for it, which I really like it, because it shows that kindness is something that you should strive for, and you don't have to, even if you're not the smartest person, you can still be kind and nice, and that goes a long way. I think that it's a good thing that they have a darker theme, because kids, their whole life they're going to go and they're going to see things that aren't going to necessarily be nice, and you can't completely shelter them from that. So if you show them bad things in this tale, in a fairy tale, which they will understand because it's in the story, and it shows that bad people will be punished, and if you're good and you're kind and you're smart and you're brave, that good things will happen to you. And it teaches children to be as good as they can be, so they're not like the horrible people in stories.
Speaking of horrible people in stories, you play a character who's a pretty horrible person. Yeah, you play one of the evil stepsisters in well, production that you're calling Ash Puddle, but really it's the Cinderella would be sort of the story. What was it like to sort of get into the skin of someone who was just really nasty?
It's really fun, actually, because you can always... Most people aren't that evil or that horrible as the stepsisters are. So it's fun to play a character who screams and is selfish and bullies this poor girl, because I personally am not like that. So it's fun to do something that's completely different from my own personality. Yeah, it's just really fun to play her.
Great. Now, Logan, you play everything from a charming prince to a very sly hedgehog. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, what's it like to sort of jump between such very different personalities in the space of an evening's production?
It's really fun. It really challenges the actor's skills and perspective of the story that they tell. And yeah, it's different going from the characteristic of a charming prince who is nothing but handsome and royal and professional to a poor hedgehog who uses his wit and quick thinking to get what he wants from a sleazy hare who thinks he is more important than everybody else. So it's fun. It's diverse, which I really like, and it challenges us to open our minds to all the different lifestyles that one can pursue in the world, I think. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me because there are about 25 of you who are really on the stage all the time together. You're wearing very simple costumes. The set is almost, you know, it's very simple, almost to the point of being non-existent. What's it like as young performers to be sort of creating an entire world on stage in such an unconventional way?
It's a lot of fun, actually. It's something that we don't try a lot. So it's interesting that we have been introduced with this sort of idea that we have to create the set and create everything that we are telling.
You have more freedom when you do it with nothing, because the whole point of fairy tales is they're filled with imagination and wonder. So when you literally are the set and our costumes are made so that we reflect the color of the lights and that we look like the scenery, you can use more of your imagination to see how the fairy tale would play out.
Now, for people who may, you know, want to come out to the show tonight and experience this for themselves, what was the takeaway that you want them to have? What do you want them to walk away thinking and feeling after seeing Grimm Tales?
I want people, especially adults, to feel like a child again, because there's a sense of wonder and excitement when you listen to fairy tales. And they're not all, it's called Grimm Tales, but they're not all depressing and dark. Even the darker ones have funny aspects of them. And it's really fun to play with that as an actor and make the audience laugh with how your character works. So I would like the audience to take away a feeling of wonder and like a feeling of imagination again, because I think in this world where everything's really laid out for us, imagination isn't as prominent anymore. So if people can go back to that, I think that'd be really great.
And Logan, do you have anything to add to that?
Not a whole lot. That basically sums up the majority of it. I guess if there's anything I'd like them to take away is the idea of Grimm Tales themselves, and I said before how they differ from the fairy tales today, but they do have that darker aspect. And I think that one thing that Grimm Tales accomplishes is that the idea of something being bad or evil, which we touched on before, has a lesson you can learn from it. And not everything that's good and perfect is something that you can build upon, that even things that aren't as appealing to the eye or the ear have something that you can learn from and something that you can take away from.
Okay. Well, thank you both for coming in today. It's been a pleasure to meet you in person.
As to you. Thank you.
Logan Weir and Alice Willett are performing in Grimm Tales. The final production takes place tonight at 7:30 at Dark Hall in Regina. It's part of Do It With Class Young People's Theatre, current season.